Okay, today is Daf Samach Hey. We are in Samach. We'll finish the parak today, and today we're on now on Daf Samach Dalet Amud Beis, four lines in the bottom. Omer Reb Yosi Lo Pasak Saorin. Right, the Mishnah said that we allocate to a woman two kav of wheat, which turns into four kav of barley. So Reb Yosi said, oh, only Reb Shmuel spoke about barley. So the Gemara asks, because he's from Edom. So the Gemara asks, Ela ba'edom hu da'ochal sa'orim rekuli ava lo achli? What, only in Edom they eat barley? Nobody else eats barley? So the Gemara says, no, that's not what he meant. Hachi ka'amar, lo pasak sa'orim kefeilim b'chutin el Reb Shmuel shayitzamach la'edom. Nobody said that barley is double wheat, except for Reb Shmuel, who comes from Edom. Nobody said that. Everyone maybe said barley is more because it's less fine, but nobody said it's double except for Reb Shmuel. Why? Because the barley of Edom is very inferior, and therefore, to get the same amount, it has to be double. That's all Reb Yossi meant to say about Reb Shmuel. Okay, next. V'nosin lo chatzi kav kitnius. So the Mishnah then went to talk about other things that she got. So just before, just one point I forgot to mention about yesterday, we said that it's pretty clear from this Gemara, that from yesterday's whole Gemara, that a woman gets money, gets food for Shalosh Shudas. And it's pretty clear that, well, the Shulchan Aruch paskins that women are mechuyev in Shalosh Shudas. That's clear. Even though there was some Rishonim and Achronim who wanted to say that women are not mechuyev in Shalosh Shudas, that didn't carry the day. And they are. And Rabbi Reisman has a great tape out there. It's called, it's one of his Navi, Matzah Shabbos Navi tapes. It's called Averis for Dummies. And it's things that you do that are so silly. So silly. And one of the things on the list is Shalosh Shudas. For not eating, imagine that. For not eating, you're going to get an Avera, you're going to get a bittle of a mitzvah. For not eating, that's absurd. That's so silly. For not eating, right? Who doesn't want to eat? Take a piece of bread. You can't, so there's even, you can even be okay with cake, you can even be okay with fruit. It's so easy. It's so foolish. He has a few other mitzvahs like that. One of them is payas. Right, for a quarter of an inch, for a tiny silly amount, you're gonna get into a question of a daraisa about your payas. Right. So again, the idea is that's what's called a various fadamis. So silly, so foolish to put yourself into a position to be mivatal daraisas. So it's very clear from here that even this fourth meal, which nobody holds from, the women were getting one as well. Okay, next. V'nosne lochav chatzi kav kitnias, and they gave her a chatzi kav of kitnias, among other things too. So the Gemara says ilu yayin lo katoni, but yayin is not on the list. Yayin is not on the list. Mesayle l'Rebbe Elazar. This supports the opinion of Rebbe Elazar. The Amar Rebbe Elazar ein poskin yayinos liisha. We do not give wine to women. Why not? Rashi says, Shehayin margila l'taivos tashmish. Because they are going to get a little tipsy, they're going to get a little simcha, and they're going to want tashmish. And they can't have it because their husband's not there. Because he's somewhere else earning a parnasa for 6 months, so she's alone. So if you give her wine, you're going to put her in a position where a very could happen. Therefore, we don't give her wine. Pnei Yeshua asks, what about the Kiddush, Havdalah, Mitzvah? So Pnei Yeshua says something amazing. He says, we're so concerned with this Chashash, let her go to the neighbor and hear Kiddush. Let her go to the neighbor. Right? Let her go down the block and she has her Havdalah. Not this, I guess in those days was a much bigger concern, not to have to put herself in such a position. Anyway, V'yim Tomar, what about the following Pasuk? Elcha Acharei Me'ahavai, I will eat from my lovers, we're talking about a zona here. So the zona, I'll eat from my lovers. Nosne lachmi, they give me bread, umemi, water, tzemer, wool, pishti, flax, shmane, oil, vishakuye. Doesn't shakuye mean a drink? What drink is left? There's nothing left, right? We took away water, we took away oil. It must mean wine. So what do you see? We're bringing a raya from a zona that is normal for women. Unbelievable raya. That it's normal for women to want wine. It's normal for women to drink wine. So why are you denying her the wine? So the Gemara answers, no. You know what that means? Devarim sha'isha mishtokekes. It means things that women desire alehen, on them. Ma'aniya, what's that? Tachshitin, jewelry. Doesn't mean wine. That's reference to jewelry. Okay. Darish Rabbi Yehuda ishkvar neviria va'amri la ishkvar nefor. Chil, from the name of a place. Menayin she'ein poskin yeinos l'isha. How do you know you don't give wine to a woman? Listen to this. Shenemar. Vatokom Chana acharei achla b'shilo. Chana got up after she ate. This is Shmuel Hanavi's mother. Right in the beginning of Shmuel Aleph. Chana got up after she ate. Va'acharei shasa. And after, it doesn't mean she drank. The word shaso means after he drank. After she ate and after she drank. After she ate and after he drank. And then where'd they go? They went to the Mishkan. So it doesn't say after she drank, as the Gemara says. Shaso velo shasas. After he drank and not after she drank. So what do you see? Women don't drink wine. And the Gemara says, El Meata, but if that's true, Achla, she ate, Velo Achal, and what he didn't eat. What Elkanah, the husband, didn't eat. It's not Mistaver. They're at a Suda. Only she's eating. So the Gemara says, Mehachinami, Anan Midishani Kwa Bidibure Kamrinan. Because the Pasuk changes tenses. It changes from Zachar to Nekeva. So how? Michti, Bigava Ka'asik. We're talking about her. Va'asi Mai Tai Mashani. So why did it change? It changed from Achla, which is feminine, to Shasa, which is masculine. Obviously, to drive home this point. Of course they ate. Of course they both ate. Of course they did. There's a family here. Of course they both ate. But what happened? They both ate. But it's talking in why is it written Achla and feminine? Because it focuses on her. Then why does it switch? Because women don't drink wine.
Yeah.
We're going to get to that in a minute. Shmamina, what do you see from here? Shaso v'lo shasas. That only she drank, only he drank, and not her. Right? So first of all, if Ailey thought she was drunk, now we say women don't drink, right? So if Ailey thought she was drunk, who asked this question? Forgot, the Sheet Mikubet says. If Ailey thought she was drunk, said, then how could he even let her continue davening? The Gemara says that if someone davens when they're drunk, it's a toeva. So he's watching this toeva unfold in front of him. He doesn't say a word. That's question number one. Question number two is, why did he think she was drunk? She's talking quiet. There's no other option. There's no other answer he could have come up with. Except the obvious one was that she was depressed. She was sad. She was davening, you know, she had a lot on her mind. Isn't that much more obvious than to jump to this conclusion that she's drunk? Right? Well, the truth is he did ask the Urim Tumim, and he misread it. So he did have something, at least something, to back himself up. Like, he obviously asked because he wasn't sure. Right? And it said Kesheira, but he read it Shikora. Right? Or it said Kisara. We're not sure what that is. Either Kesheira or Kisara, and he read it Shikora. Right, because the letters lit up out of order, and you have to put them in order. So that's the Shita's two questions. So the Shita answers as follows. It wasn't the derech for women to drink wine b'chlal. It wasn't the derech. So a woman was called a shikora, no matter how little she drank. Even if she wasn't, quote-unquote, drunk like Lot. She doesn't have to be that stone drunk like Lot. Even if she drank a tiny amount. That was labeled as a shikora. She was already a shikor. She was already drunk. So that answered all the questions. He let her continue because Lav Dafka was a toefa. And the second question was, right, he didn't have to stop her because she wasn't really drunk, but she has that label. And that probably answers your question also. Right? Doesn't necessarily mean she even if she drank a tiny amount. Okay. Next. Mesvei. Regila nostinla. Well, don't we have a brisa that says that if she's rugil to drink wine, then we give her? So you started off by saying we don't give, but we do. We give a brisa that says we give. So the Gemara says, no, Regila Shine, that's different. Amar Chanina bar Kana Amar Shmuel, Regila Nosin La Kos Echad, if she's Ragil to drink, we give her one Kos, Shaina Regila, but if she was not Ragil, if she was not usually when she was married, to what happened, basically, either the marriage is over, either the husband died or they got divorced. So if during the marriage she was not royal to drink wine, then no snilah shneikos, we give her two. That doesn't make any sense. My kamar, what does that mean? Amar baya hachi kamar. Regila b'fnei baila shnei kosos. If she used to drink two, then shalom b'fnei baila no snilah kosech. So now the husband's no longer around, we will give her one. But ain't a regila b'fnei baila ila kosechad. If she never did, then shalom b'fnei baila einos nla kol ikar. I'm sorry. If she was ragel to drink one, then now that her husband's no longer around, einos nla kol ikar. We don't give her at all. V'bayi say ma'or regila nos nla letzike kedera. We give her for to line the pot, meaning it's cooking wine. So it's a machlokes. Is this going back on the first member that we never give wine? Oh, we never give wine to drink, but for cooking we'll give wine to cook. Or no, this is in addition to cooking. This first member holds true. It all depends on what she's used to. If she's used to wine, the point is that if she was used to wine, it's not going to... The whole problem with wine, as Rashi said, it's going to make her besimcha, and she's going to want tashmish. She can't have tashmish. So, why can't she? Because the husband's not around. So, but if she was used to it, it's not going to do anything to her. It was roguel. That's in Rashi says, "Kiven de dash, kiven de erochidish u'kvar dashaba." That's not going to affect her. She's an old story. She's used to having wine. So some say that's true, and also we'll give her wine for cooking. There was once a story with the daughter-in-law of Nagdimon Ben Gurion, right? We're going to have more about her tomorrow. Shepaskula chachamim masayim yayin, sasayim yayin. The Chachamim apportioned her two saw, a tremendous amount of wine. Let's take a gedera for cooking. Me'er of Shabbos, la'er of Shabbos, for each week. So Amrula, she said, Kach tafsiku libnoseichem. So too, this should happen to your daughters. It's a machlokes. She told the Chachamim, this is what you're giving me. Your daughter should be the same boat. It's a machlokes if that was a Shevach or a Genai. Either she was upset because it was so little. So she was saying, your daughter should also get so little. Or just the opposite. In other words, it was certainly a large amount. It was certainly a large amount. No question about that. The question was, to her standards, she felt it was a little cheap. So she was telling her, the Chachamim, your daughter should also have such a cheap husband. Or, just as we would think, no, she was being praised. She was praising them. She was giving them a bracha. Wow, unbelievable. Your daughter should also marry nice, rich men. Right? Tana, the Brisa says, Shomeres Yavam Hoysa. She was a Shomeres Yavam, which means her husband died. And therefore, V'lo anu achareha amen. They didn't want to answer amen, because they don't want their daughters to be in that boat. They don't want their daughters that their husband should die without any children. Right? So they didn't answer amen. Even if it's a bracha, they didn't answer amen. Or that's the chiddush. Even if it's a call, they for sure didn't answer amen. But even if it's a bracha, because she was a Shomeres Yavam, who wants their daughter to be a Shomeres Yavam? What? No, it could have been he was away for 6 months in the trade, and this is what she had to be supported while he's. Or it could have been she's 85 years old and she had a nice long life with him, and now he passed away. So now the ksuba was being paid up. It could be, but she wasn't. It wasn't the case. She was a shomeres yavam, which means mistama. She was young. Her husband was young. Died without children. That's pretty sad. So they didn't want to answer amen to that. Next, Tana, kos echad yafal isha. One kos is good for an isha. That's okay. I said, if that's true, so why didn't Chana drink one kos? I don't know. Why don't you drink one kos? The Gemara says, although we're gonna qualify this, that the Mepharshim said that's only betoch suda. But wasn't she at a suda with her husband? I don't know. One kos is good for Anisha. Shnayim nivelhu. Two is a nivel. Shlosha, why is it a nivel? Because she's becoming more drunk. Shlosha tovaz bepeh. If she has three cups, she will ask for relations bipeh, which is something which the Ben Yehuda said is not derech eretz for a woman to do. It's not derech eretz for a woman to do. As a matter of fact, he says that nekeva, listen to this, nekeva is gematria 157, yayin is gematria 70. If you add 157 plus 70, you get 227, which is the gematria of Zachar. When an akeva has yayin, she turns into a Zachar. The derech of a Zachar is to ask for tashmish, not the derech of an isha. Right? She becomes like that, she asks for, she becomes like a Zachar. And Arba, she drinks four cups of wine, afilu chamar tovaz b'shuk. Even she'll even proposition a donkey in the street, she's so drunk. Some say it doesn't mean a donkey, it means a goy, whose am is domo l'chamar, right? That's what it means. It doesn't mean a donkey. That, you have to be really, really drunk to do that, to walk over to a donkey. But to walk over to a goy, it's a much lower standard, probably. Some say that's what it means. Anyway, Neina Makpeda said she couldn't care less, doesn't bother at all, she's not embarrassed at all. Amar Rava, Loshan Avel Shein Baila Ima. That's only true if the Baal's not around. Aval Baila Ima, less one ba. But if the Baal is there, not a problem. Why is it not a problem? So Machalok is what that means. So, how many can she drink now if the Baal's there? So it's a Machalok, so she can have two or three. Either two, because the Baal there, the Ema, and the situation where the Baal is there, either she won't become novellas, she won't become a novel, having two, or she won't ask. That the whole problem is that she's going to ask for tashmish, and that's not appropriate, it's not derech eretz. If the husband's there, she's not going to ask him. Right?
Or
right, so I'm saying, there's an element of ema, so she's not going to, right, so it's not going to happen. But wasn't Chana, wasn't the husband there? So why couldn't she drink? So the Gemara says, Achsenoi shiny. No, there were guests. There were guests. And that's different. The Amar Rav Huna, Menayel Achsenoi, She'asar B'tashmish Amita. Why can't an Achsenoi is Asar in Tashmish? Why? Shenemar, Ve'ashkimu Baboke Ve'ishtachu L'fnei Hashem, Ve'yashuvu Ve'yavo El Besim Haramasa, then Vayeda Elkana Etchana Ishto. Then Elkana and Chana had relations. Ve'iz Kireh Hashem, Hashem remembered that. Hashta in Meikara Lo. Only now and not earlier. Why? Because they were an Achsenoi. They were guests. So what does that have to do with wine? So the Meiri says, because when you're a guest, all your general habits have to conform to the host. So all of them, not just tashmish, how much you drink, your behavior, it all has to change because you're a guest. So that, as a matter of fact, the Meiri says, that's why when Hashem told Avram Avinu that Rashi there says, when Hashem told him Lech Lecha, Rashi says, because normally traveling reduces three things. What does it reduce? It reduces money, your name, your fame, and children. Why does it reduce children? So the Miri says, because an Achsenoi is Asur. So how are they having children? They're not having relations. That's what the Miri says over here, right here in this Gemara. Yeah? So I have a sefer at home with modern shilas about Hilchos Tznius. So it says in there, but today, The whole hotel system is different. This doesn't apply in hotels. By a guest, it's still not. If the Margaret of Rome says, if you get in your own room, if your room is meyuchet for you, nobody will go in, and there's no issue of sheets and that kind. It's not an issue today. But for sure in hotels, it's not an issue. Which in the Mastam of Avram Avinu, maybe even over here, they were probably in a hotel, some kind of inn. But there's a whole different setup then. What? It was a bed, right? It was a bed and breakfast type. No, it was. It was a bed and breakfast. It wasn't today. We have a hotel room, and they don't. It was a whole different system. So even though you were in a hotel, and you were paying for the room. There was still an Indian of tznius because it wasn't really so private. It wasn't really so private. But today, so okay. Next. Okay, listen to this story. This is a top 10 story right here. Here we go. Choma is the name of a woman. Choma was Debise Dabaya. It was Abaya's wife. Choma was Abaya's wife. Happens to be that Choma, this Abaya was the third husband. The first one was Rechava. The second one was Yitzchak Brei de Rava, unrelated to Rava. And the third husband was Abaya. She walks into Beis Din and she says to Rava, we had this Gemara already, we had this story already, but I think this is the fullest version we've ever had. She says to Rava, Aslakim de Rava, Amrali, Psokli Mizoni. Abaya died. So now, apportion me my ksuva, give me my food that I'm entitled to through the ksuva. So, psokla, he gives it to her. Then she says, psokli chamra, what about wine? How about the wine? Amalei, so Rava says to Choma, no, yudana bibi nachmeni, I know about nachmeni. We'll say nachmeni. I know about nachmeni, delohavi shasi chamra. He never drank any wine. What are you talking about? That wasn't, you weren't rogel to have wine by Abaya. I know Abaya. I grew up with Abaya. I wasn't rogel to have wine. Why not? So the Tosfos of the Rosh says because Abaya was very poor. He was very poor, didn't have wine. The Ben Chanan says because Abaya was a Kohen. And he was machmir on himself not to drink wine because in case the Beit HaMikdash will be built, someone's got to do the Avodah, right? And you can't do the Avodah if you're a shikar. So Abaya never drank wine. Even though we don't hold like that, and Kohanim out there can drink wine, Abaya was machmir on himself and didn't drink any wine. Those are two reasons why he didn't drink wine. What's Nachmeini? So we've said this before. There are four pshatim about Abaya's name. Rashi says that Nachmeini, Abaya's parents died when he was very young. As a matter of fact, his father died before he was even born. And his mother died during childbirth. So Abaya was raised by Rabba, the Rabba throughout Shas, Bar Nachmeini. So Rashi says that Abaya was called Nachmeini after Rabba's father. That's what Rashi says. That's what Rashi all over Shas says, except for one place in Vurgis, which we'll say in a minute. The Rav Haigon says, no, his name was Nachmeini. Abaya's name was Nachmeini. However, he was raised by Rabba. Rabba's father was also named Nachmeini. And it's a chumra that if your father, it only applies if your father, the Shulchan Aruch says, it only applies if your father's name was unusual. Not any name your father had. If your father has an unusual name, you shouldn't call anybody by that name. Because it looks like you're calling your father, which you're not supposed to do. You're supposed to call your father by his first name. But if your father has a common name, it doesn't apply. Then you can't talk to anybody. It's only an unusual name. So Nachmeini, Rabba felt Nachmeini was an unusual name. So he switched Abaya's name from Abaya to Nachmeini, from Nachmeini to Abaya, not to have to call him by his... So he calls him Abaya, which means my father. The allusion to Nachmeini, who's Rabba's father. That's Rav Haigel. The Seder HaDorah says that Abaya is an acronym for Asher Becha Yeruchim Yasom, which is a pasuk in Hosea Yudalad Dalad, because Abaya was a Yasom, they called him Abaya. And Rashi in Horia says that the Nachmeini is a Gnai, which means you're always a Talmud of Rav Nachman. You never were able to get out of being his Talmud. Like it's a little bit of a knock on Abaya. Those are the four pshatim of Abaya. Anyway, Rava says to Choma, I know that Nachmeini never drank any wine. So, Amalei, she says to him, Chayi Demar, I swear on your life, Rava, that Dahavimashkili Bishufrazi Kihai, that he used to give me wine in such and such a cup. And Bahadi Dekam Machvela Lei, she was demonstrating the size of the cup, right? She was holding up her arm to demonstrate the size of her cup. Igle Dara, her sleeve fell down. Nafal Nahura Bebedina. It lit up, her beauty of her arm lit up the room in the Bezdin. And what happened? Rava saw that. Kam Rava. Rava got up. Al Lebese. He went home. Tava Lebas Rav Chista. He approached the daughter of Rav Chista. Well, that's his wife, by the way. Rashi says, Tava Lebas Rav Chista. Tava Es Ishto Latashmash. He had to have Tashish with Rav, with his wife. Amrelei, Bas Rav Chista. So the daughter of Rav Chista says to Rava, listen to this, so the wife says to Rava, Man have you in the Beidina, who showed up in Bezin today? Like, what are you doing here requesting Tashish from me now? Who was in Bezin today that made you so interested in me? You hear this? And Rava tells her, Amrelei, Choma. It was Choma. So the Bisit Abaya, you know, Abaya's wife, Abaya's Almana, you know her. So Nafka Abasra, she goes out, Michatale La Bekulpe Deshida, and she starts hitting Abaya's wife with a locked, some kind of chest, Ad, some kind of purse, some kind of locked something, Ad Afkale Mikule Mechuza, until she throws her out of the whole Mechuza, which is where Rava's hometown was, Mechuza, and she throws her out. Right, the Beit Yosef says, why is it a locked chest? To say, Amrullah, Abaya's wife, says to Choma, Katlas lich tlasa. You already killed three men. You already killed three husbands. Right? You already killed three husbands. The itas, lebiktal achwini. Now you want to marry, you want my husband to kill him too. Right? Not going for that. Beit Yosef says, that's why she used something that was locked. To show, you're locked now. You can't marry anybody. Right? So what's going on here? So the Ben Yehuda said is the best. Is the best we can do. The Ben Yehuda says as follows: Rava did not have a taiva for Abaye's wife. Says the Ben Yehuda. That's not what happened. He didn't have a taiva for Abaye's wife and then have to go satisfy that taiva with his own wife. That's not what happened. That's what it looked like. That's not what happened. What happened was Rava thought that Abaye's wife was trying to get Rava to marry her. But either she was a kaplanis, or he wasn't interested. So he purposely went home to request tachas from his wife, just to get her to ask, what are you doing here? And then she'll throw her out of town. He wanted to do it himself, so he went home to have his wife do it. That's what the Ben Yehuda says. No? All good? That's better than the pasuk says. That's what the Ben Yehuda says. So, but the halacha is, just a halachic point on this fascinating story, but the halacha is that a katlanis is not entitled to ksuva. Katlanis is not entitled to ksuva. So how could Rava give her ksuva? It's not entitled. Even if you hold, it's a machlokas, if it's two or three, but she already buried three. What's the answer? Because Abaye was a descendant from Eli, so his death had nothing to do with her. It's not her fault. Right? So either Rava's wife didn't know that. Rava's like, hey, she knows the yichas of Abaye. She didn't know that, right? Or she didn't care, right? Right? Either what? But Abaye did. But Rava certainly knew that. So that's why he was able to give her ksuva shoshana katlanis, because, and why we said that already. Abaye lived longer than he should have, only because he was Abaye. He was so great. What? Right. So Abaye didn't have to hold like that. So Abaye said, I can marry her because I don't hold like that. Right? Okay. Next. The Bisedir of Yosef Berei de Rava, Asala Kamedir of Nachman. This woman came to Rav Nachman, Berei de Rav Yosef, Amrli, Psokli Mazoni, let me have my Mazonos. So Psokla, he gave her. Psokli Chamra, what about wine? Psokla, he gave her. Amale told her, Yodana Bahu, Bibne Mechuza, the Shasu Chamra. I know that the women in Mechuzah, it's very common, it's very normal for them to drink wine. Therefore, your request for wine is not unreasonable. I understand. The Bisei de Rav Yosef, Berei de Rav Menashe, Midvil, Asa Lekamei de Rav Yosef. This woman came. Amale, Psokli Mazoni. It's time to apportion my Mazonos. So Psokla, they gave her. Psokli Chamra, what about wine? Psokla, they gave her. Psokli Shiroi, what about a beautiful dress? A beautiful clothing? So Amala Shiroi Lama, what do you need that for? What are you that for? So Amrle, so she said, Lich v'lechavrach u'lechavruach. Either it means for you and your friends. So I'll look what this means. That's what Rashi says. In the eyes of the Dayanim, I shouldn't look cheap. The eyes of you, Rabbi Yosef, whoever it is. The eyes of you, or... Is it Rabbi Yosef? No, I'm sorry, it wasn't Rabbi Yosef. Yeah, Rabbi Yosef. Right? Or maybe that's why she mentions the friends. Or it means the husband's friends. The friends of my husband. It's come from my husband if I still look nice. Because my husband, the friends are going to still come around. And if I look not nice, it's going to be a bad reflection on my husband's memory. So I should look nice for the neighborhood. Basically for the neighborhood. Nosin la mita umapats. He gives her a bed. And then we said a hard sheet and a soft sheet. So the Gemara asks, mapats machatelas lamala. Why does she need a soft and a hard? What do you need both for? The Gemara is assuming that you have a bed and you need a blanket. What do you need, a soft and a hard? So the Gemara says, Lamali diavla, why does he have to give her both? So Amar of Rav Papa, Ba'asra, Dinihigi, Demali, Puraya, Bechivle. We're talking about a place where beds were not made out of a board or a sheet or some kind of leather. They're made out of rope. So she's going to slide down on a whole bunch of ropes. That's very uncomfortable. The Magabra law. Not only does it uncomfortable, but it takes away her beauty because it's uncomfortable. Therefore, she needed some kind of hard mattress, basically, and then a sheet. Tanarabanan, ein nosin la karva keses. We don't give her a pillow or a blanket. Mishum of nosin amru, no nosin la karva keses. We do give her a pillow and blanket. So hechidami, what's the case? Eid orcha. If it's normal for her to get a pillow and a blanket, my time with the Tanakama. So why can't she get one? And e de la vorcha, if it's not normal, my time with Reb Nassim. So why can't she get one? So the Gemara says, this is very hard over here also, lo tzvicha, kigon, for example, de urche di day, It's normal for him, v'lav orcha dida, but it's not normal for her. She didn't grow up with that. The halacha is, a woman always gets the advantage. If that's how she grew up, and the husband didn't, she still maintains that status. And if she grew up less, and as she marries up, she has to get moved up. So she did not grow up with a pillow. He did. So now she moves up to his stature, she gets a pillow. However, Tanakama Savar, Omar, La, he could say to her, Tanakama held, that what? That she does not get a pillow and a blanket, right? Because the Tanakama says, to, when are you entitled to a pillow and a blanket? When I'm here. You're not entitled to a pillow and a blanket if I'm away for 6 months. You're not entitled. So, Kia Zilna, when I come visit you, Shakilna Luhu, I'll bring it with me. V'chiasina, and when I leave, Maisina Luhu Bahadai, I'll take it with me when I go. So you're not entitled. The din is you move up with me. Yeah, when I'm here, you'll move up with me. I'll bring it along. V'Reb Nassan Savar, no. Amrle, she could say, Zimnan, sometimes, listen to this, Dimizrami Ben Ashmashas, you're going to be running late, Erev Shabbos, because we said that the time when he was there was Friday nights. So you're running late, and v'lo much is ma'isi lahu, you're not going to have a chance to carry your pillow and blanket because it's going to be Shabbos and you can't carry. And I have my own, because I have my own money. And what's going to happen? It's only going to be one, right? So v'shalkas lahu l'didi, you're going to take mine. Ooh, magan is lil arwa, and I'm going to have to sleep on the floor, right? So to avoid the problem of having him take hers and make her sleep on the floor, he has to give hers or her own. Okay, it's a different society. It's just a different society. We can't understand it. Next. What? You get it? V'nosin lo mapa. V'nosin lo kipa. I'm sorry. V'nosin lo kipa. The Gemara said that he gave her a kippah, a head covering. Omalei Papala Abaya. Hi, Tana. So wait a minute. What did the Mishnah say? The Mishnah said that he gives her a change of clothes, but three pairs of shoes. That's what the Mishnah said. He gives one change of clothes, one new set of clothes, and three pairs of shoes. Right, each regel. Right? Hi, Tana, Shliach Artaloi. So we're talking about a woman who's walking around without any clothes on, but she's got a new pair of shoes? That's so silly. In other words, clothes are supposed to last a year, but you need shoes three times a year. I mean, so many shoes. So, Amar, Le, Tana, B'makom Harum Kari. Now, the Tana was talking about a place with a lot of mountains. So they do a lot of walking. They wear the shoes out. The clothes they don't wear out. Didn't we mention yesterday the Regalim? So the Gemara says, You have to have at least three pairs of shoes. Not because shoes are more valued. No, they're more practical. When is it the best time? Such a good idea. When is it the best time giving your wife anyway shoes? Anyway, she needs three pairs because it's a lot of mountains. You do a lot of walking. A lot of wearing out of shoes. So anyway, she gets three. So when should you give them to her? Bimoed, give him to her on the moed. Kihechi dinehevilo simcha begavayu. So you might as well add on the simcha. It's still moed. That's what I said yesterday. Even though Shavuot is only 7 weeks after Pesach, who said you needed a whole new shoe so fast? That's not the point. The point anyway, you're getting 3 a year. You're getting 3 a year. You might as well space them out over the moadim, because that certainly brings simcha when you have. Based on the idea of simcha, so the whole machlokes, do you make a shechnan when you get a new pair of shoes? Today, I just got a new talis. The Rav told me not to make a shechnan because by us today, a talis is considered so common. It's not something so chasha that you make a bracha on. But so I guess shoes are in the same category. But in a world where you'd make a shechnan on a new suit or a new talis, would you make a shechnan on a new pair of shoes? Okay. Well, that's where it all started. Yeah. What? Oh, we don't make shechana? I don't know. I know they have in the back over here a whole discussion about making shechana on shoes. Okay. Next. The kelim shel chamishim zuz. And we said that you have in kelim, the amount of money that you have, the clothes have to cost chamishim zuz. So, besides all the numbers we had yesterday, there's two types of zuz. There's zuz pshiti, And then there's called Zuz of Tzur, which is 8 times the value of a Zuz Pshiti. So the Gemara says, Amar Abaya, Chamishim Zuz Pshiti. It has to be the cheaper Zuz. The Zuz that's worth 1/8 of the other Zuz. Why? Mimai, why? What the difference was, that the other Zuz was made of pure silver, and this was made of a fraction of the silver and other stuff. Other metal. So mimai, because we did kind of a medivar mamurim be'ene ba'oni shabi Yisrael. That what this was all talking about, the bare minimum of the poor. Aval b'mechubad akolifi kvodo. But if you're mechubad, everything goes by your status. So if Yitzhak is a chamishim zuz mamish, and if it's the fancy zuz worth 8 times the regular zuz, ani chamishim zuz minale. Where did an ani get chamishim zuz? Who? How does an ani? That's not an ani. You have 50 of the fancy zuz. That's not an ani. Set the bare minimum. El shma minah chamishim zuz pshiti. It must be the 50 zuz of the low, the common zuz, right? The common money. Okay, next, the ein nos lo chadashim tan rabbanan. Most of is a whole huge discussion in the Rishonim and Achronim about this next Gemara, which to us is so ordinary, so common, so common sense. It's such a discussion. Tan rabbanan moser mizonos labal. So what happened? He gives her X number of meals, and Rashi says, listen to this, Rashi, and she has leftovers. She has leftovers. Rashi says, Kigon, Isha Shemizonas Hamburu Mishnah Seinu, you give her what the Mishnah said to give her, and at Odfin Law, she has extra leftovers. She'eno Rav Tonis. She doesn't eat so much. She's very skinny. She doesn't eat so much. So she has leftovers. She's on a diet. So she has leftovers. So, what do you do with the leftover food? Right? What do you do with that leftover food? So the Gemara says, Mos Mizonos Labal, goes back to the husband. She's not eating it anyway. Right? Moser Belos Leisha. But the leftover clothing goes to the Isha. Why? We'll see in a minute. Mosa belos leisha lamala. Why? Amar rachava. Why? Shemitzchase behen bimei nidasa. So she wears that when she's a nida. Why? Kedei shalot hisgana al baila. So she shouldn't look unattractive to her husband. What does that mean? That means if you wear the same clothes all the time, then there's nothing special. But when you're a nida, you're wearing last year's style, the worn out clothes. And then when you're not a nida, you're wearing the nicer clothes, that's much better. You look so much better to your husband. So when you're a nida, and anyway, there's no tashmish, you might as well wear the other clothes, so that when you're not a nida, you can wear the better clothes. That concern doesn't come up by the food, therefore it goes back to the husband. It's a very smart reason why, as a matter of fact, Amar Abaya, Naktinon, Mosa belos almana, but if she's an almana, right? Then what's the halacha? L'yarshav. It goes to the yarshim. Why should she keep it? Hasam hu delom tizgani ba'ape. The reason why a married woman, we let her keep it, is we don't want her to appear unattractive. Hacha tizgani v'tizgani. Here we don't care. Aye, she wants to get remarried. That's not the yarshim's problem. And anyway, she has the clothes. The only thing is, it's the contrast. That's what the Gemara is focused on. It's a contrast between old clothes and new clothes. But there is no contrast by an almana. She can always wear new clothes. What about the old clothes? That goes to the Arshim. And they can make shmatas out of it. They can do whatever they want with it. Okay. Nasan la ma kasef. Now, we said that that the husband came Friday night to eat with the wife. Right? May ocheles. What does ocheles mean? Eat. Rav Nachman Amar Ocheles Mamish. That means actual food. Rashi Amar Tashmish means Tashmish. Tanan Ocheles Yimulel Shabbos. Bishlal Vandam Rachila. It makes sense if it's talking about Achila. Hanad Diktoni Ocheles. That's why he uses the word Ocheles. Ella Lamanda Amar Tashmish. If you say it's Tashmish, so my Ocheles. What does the word Ocheles mean? So the Gemara says Lishnam Ayah Dichsiv, because it says Achla, a woman eats, Umachata Piha, and wipes her mouth. The Amra and says, Lo pa'alti ovo, and I didn't sin. That pasuk is a Mishlei. Right, it's a Mishlei? Yeah. That pasuk is obviously talking about Tashmish, some kind of illicit relationship, because if it was talking about real food, she wouldn't have to say, I didn't sin. What was her sin? She didn't make a bracha. It's obviously a euphemism for something that's done illicitly. Some of the Mefarshim asked, why didn't we quote the better of the pasuk we always quote by Yosef, right? That Potiphar told Yosef, you can have whatever you want except for the lechem asher achalti, lechem asher ochel, which was a reference to his wife. What's wrong with that pasuk? So just the Mefarshim say, nothing wrong with that pasuk, but here the word was ocheles. So we wanted a word that was more matched ocheles, so we have ochla. Okay. Meisvei. Rishur ben Gamliel Omer, Ocheles b'leil Shabbos v'Shabbos. So Bishlal Adam Achila, how did the Tani v'Shabbos? It makes sense if it's talking about food, because now we switched it from Erev Shabbos to Shabbos, right, to the day. Ela l'man d'amar tashmish, tashmish Shabbos mi'yikha. You can have relations in the afternoon. Ay, v'amar v'huna, yisrael kadoshim hein, v'ayim v'shamshim mitosein b'yom. And they don't have tashmish by day, right? So what do you mean by day? It's not talking about Shabbos afternoon meal. It's talking about Tashmish. It's the middle of the afternoon. My Rava said, "Bais Ofel Mutter." If it's a dark room, it is Mutter. Exactly. Rava is the same person. It's Rava. Exactly. Very good. So the Rambam says, listen to this Rambam. It's in Hilchas Yisurei Bia, Perachav Alpha Lachatet. Asa la'adam l'shamesh mitaso l'or haner. You're not allowed to have relations by the light of a candle. Haresha ha'itzel l'el Shabbos v'lo ha'itzel lo bayis acher. If it's Friday night and the candles are lit, they have nowhere else to go. You hear this? Then he says, "V'chein also liyistrol l'sharish v'tosu bayom, also by day." Sha'azas panim hilo. Sha'azas panim. V'im ha'yit talmud chacham she'ein obo lahamshich b'kach. But if you're a talmud chacham, it's not going to cause you to do this commonly. Then hareze ma'apil b'talasho m'shamish. You make the room dark. V'yenis kakel l'davar el v'snei tzarech ha'gadol. You shouldn't do that as if it's a tzarech gadol. V'derech kedusha l'shamish be'emtza ha'layla. Fine. What about the bayis alfel for regular people? Only time of chacham. What about the bayis alfel? So the Magid Mishnah says, the reason why the Rambam left out that halacha was because, the reason he left it out was because k'dei l'harchik mehergel tashmish. He didn't want it to become such a frequent concept. So Moshe Feinstein asked, the Rambam not scared of halacha. That's why he would leave it out. Not a reason. What kind of reason is that? So Moshe says, it's in a tshuva in Kuf, in the first volume of Evan Ezra, Simon Kuf Beis. The Moshe says, no, the Rambam gave you the clue right there. He gave you the clue that if you're a Talmud Chacham and it won't become common, then we'll allow it. The diuk is, we'll always allow it. As long as you know it's a Tzorech Gadol, as the Rambam said. Even if you're not a Talmud Chacham, that's the Diyuk. Now the Magid Mishnah's question makes sense. So then why did the Rambam say it straight out? Yes, because he didn't want you to become a Hergel. And the Moshe, it's a Vaday Mutter to do that in a dark room. There's no question about it. There's no Shaila. And the Rambam left it out only because... Rambam didn't leave it out. The Diyuk's right there. It's a black and white. It's right there. That it's Talmud Chacham if it's not going to be Hamshich that. But a regular person, oh, it's okay too. Why didn't he mention it black and white? Because they didn't want it to become so ragel b'kach. Okay, so let's finish the end of the parak. Vim ha'isa menika, darash rab ula rabba apitzcha debay nesia. Af al pisha amru ein adam zanez banav ubenosav k'shem ketanim. Even though we said that you don't have to support your children when they're young, which we said today doesn't apply, Moshe said, aval zan ketani ketanim. But the babies you for sure have to support. Ad kama, how old? Ad ben sheish, until they're six. Until they're six, you almost have to support them. Kid Rav Asi, Dam Rav Asi, Katan Ben Sheish, Yotze Be'ir of Imo. If a father and a mother, right, there's a two Rabbanim coming to the different towns, and the father wants to go hear one Rav, and the mother wants to go hear the other Rav, fine. So the father will make one Erev to be able to walk to that town, and the mother will make the other Erev to go to that town. Where does the child go? The child follows the mother. Most little kids will follow the mother, right? That's all the Mishnah is saying over here. Now, Mimai Mizdiktani Haisa Menika Poskla. Since we said that if a nursing mother, she works less and we give her more food, my timer, lav mishum. Did I skip? No, I'm sorry. Ad ben sheish. So what do you see? Ad ben sheish. That, until six, since the Eruv follows the mother and the baby follows the mother and you have to support your wife, mistami, you have to support the child also. Up until six. Kid the Ravasi, Dam Ravasi, Katan Ben Sheish, Yotze Berivimo, Mimai, Midiktani, Haisa Manika, if she was nursing, Pochas in law, Mimai Siyadeha, we reduce her work. Why do we reduce her work? Believe it or not, it's a machlokas Mishonim. The the Tosfos says the reason why we reduce her work is because the tirch of working will reduce her milk supply. And the Rashba says no, because she can't work as long. She's so busy with nursing. So it's unbelievable how you look at things. Anyway, and we give her more food. My time of why? Isn't it because the child has to eat also? The Dilma Mishum the Chola. No, maybe the reason we're giving her more is because she's a Chola, which raises the question, when is a nursing woman considered automatically a Chola? For fasting, for different issues. For Shabbos, so the Gemara says, Im Kane listening, am I a Chola? Let it say, if she's a Chola. Didn't say that, so she's nursing. My Im Haisa Manika, the Dilma Hakamashal, the Stam Manika's Cholas Ninu. Maybe it comes to teach us, no, that Stam nursing women are automatically a Chola. Itmar, then we have a statement, so we didn't answer the question. We didn't answer the question that we can't prove from this Mishnah that a baby has to be supported by you. Maybe it's because she's a chola. No raya. Itmar, but then we have another statement. Over Shub and Levi, Mosif and Lo Yayin, Shayayin Yafal Lachalav. We will give a nursing mother wine because wine helps the nursing. It doesn't help the mother, it helps the nursing. So it's a machlokas if Rabbi Shub and Levi meant to give an answer. No, the Mishnah is a raya. Because we have a memory that will give a mother wine. What are you giving a wine for? Only because it helps the baby. So you see from there that a father has to support even young babies. Hajin alach afalpi, hajin alach afalpi, hajin alach afalpi. Tomorrow we start the next parak.